Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where we'll be exploring together what is an architectress, what is the New Earth, and how is the evolution in consciousness paving the way for your leading role in architecture. I'm your host, Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I'm so excited to share with you what's possible when you lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and your divine calling. If you're a woman architect or designer who's hearing a deep call to take your stand as an ancient temple builder of the future, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Okay, today our internet is a bit slow, so I'm trusting that there won't be too many blips in this Zoom recording, podcast recording. It's a delight to be serving you, women architects of the New Earth, and helping you to awaken Gaia within you. I was reflecting on this as I was serving my clients this week. And you know, when you have an inspiration to create something, like for me, the Sacred Blueprint System, and you know, when you first create that thing, you can't really see the impact that it's going to make on the planet at the first go. Right? You get this intuition, putting these pieces together for a new way, a new design modality, a new way to create with the land and your soul. And now that I am supporting other women architects and designers through this Sacred Blueprint way. So I just got a sign that my internet connection is unstable. So I'm hoping that there wasn't a blip in the video. So to repeat what I just said, now that I'm serving other women architects and designers in the Sacred Blueprint System, helping them to also build their own design modality, create their new way, follow their intuition, their inspiration, their creativity to design in a new way. Right? In partnership with the land and in partnership with their souls. There's this moment where I realized, oh my God, I'm helping to awaken Gaia within these women, within you, so that Gaia can transform, so that we can transform the way we walk this earth, the way we create with this earth, the way we build with this earth. But you know how, you know, when you're working with, let's say, sustainable design, energetic design, whatever the concept is, you can be working with it, with the ideas, but fundamentally, if you're not fully embodying that approach, then there's a disconnect. And the work that I'm doing with my private clients, coaching the women architects and designers who hear the call to bridge spirit with matter, bridge spirit with form. The fundamental work is helping them to reprogram, or rather clear the programming that has been overlaid onto their true soul, their true source. And this programming is a result of perhaps past trauma, indoctrination, really any kind of experience that has instilled contraction and fear, persecution, shutting down, shutting up, being silenced, hiding, Right. The work that I'm doing with my clients is deep. It requires a deep approach to be fully embodied. And it requires healing. It requires deep healing. And only then, when they start to connect with their bodies and feel their bodies with the, at the deepest, most profound level, then they start to awaken Gaia within. They start to awaken Gaia within their wombs, within their heartbeat, within their hearts, within their molecules, within their bones. And they start beating their drum. Or rather, they start, I mean, beating is not the best word, but I will just go with it. And you start to create in sync with her pulse, in sync with Mother Gaia's pulse. Where's my drum? My drum is in the other tiny house. It's stashed away with all the other junk. I've got to bring it out. The drum women. And what is your drum? Doesn't have to be the actual drum. But what is that instrument, that vehicle, that way that helps you remember the pulse of Gaia? The rhythm of Gaia. The truth of Gaia, the creative life force of Gaia. And when us as architects, when we are really embodying Gaia, embodying the wisdom of the land, listening, communing, acknowledging the land, then the land brings the visions down into your drawings with ease and precision, with clarity. We are not separate from her. We are not separate from the land. And this is something that I also teach and guide my clients who are property owners through, that there's no separation. Whatever's occurring on the land is a direct reflection of what's going on with you and your family, your dynamics. And when you come to a place where you allow Gaia's force, the impulse, the pulse of Gaia to move through you. And like I said, it can be a really triggering experience, a lot of emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of upset, a lot of regret, a lot of trauma can be released through this process. There's the story of Inanna, right? Going down into the abyss. You fill in the rest of the story. I forget exactly what happens there. I've got to reread that myth. But there's a lot of stories of the guide, like Anubis, taking the initiates down into the depths of the center of the earth, down into the depths of the abyss, to confront their own shadow, their true souls, their true selves. And to go through a rebirth like Osiris and have all the parts of you put back together again. That's what Isis did when she put back together all the parts of Osiris. They were scattered in different temples along the Nile. And I'm getting shivers now. It's our task, women, to put the parts of humanity back together again through the building of the temples of the future, through the building of the sacred blueprints. And we got to do it together. It's a movement. It's a movement. And I see all of you and my clients as a part of this movement. And it's our responsibility to put the members of the temple back together again. And what's exciting is, what does it look like in the future? Or what does it look like for you? How is this temple going to be formed? We don't necessarily need to copy the old. What is it going to look like for the future? And that's your task. You have your own unique signature energy, your own flavor, your own tone, color, vibe. And you have a gift to share with this earth, a new way of creating, a new way of designing. But connecting with Gaia, that pulse, is what we really need to do to ground and to anchor into our bodies, anchor onto this earth. We talk about the ascension. And so much of that can easily be misinterpreted as leaving this earth. There are a lot of people now who are making plans to build houses on the moon, or to take trips to Mars, setting up for living off planet. Well, what about our planet? What about the Earth? This is not about attaching ourselves to materiality or materialism, but it's about the sacred act that you engage in consciously with care and attention on this planet that is Earth. Hand in hand with her. And she'll let us know when the time is right to let go of our bodily forms and leave our bodies once, like for, you know, without reincarnating again, to do the full ascension. But only when she's ready will that happen. There's a rhythm of nature, of life. An in-breath and an out-breath. A cosmic pathway. So there is a divine timing for all of that. But the time is now for you to remember the pulse of Gaia within you. To build with the earth in a completely new way. What is that for you? Inviting you now in this moment to take a few breaths, few cleansing breaths, taking that rhythm of Gaia within you. Asking this rhythm to guide you, illuminate your way forward, giving you the keys, the codes, the information that will support you in building your sacred blueprint. Giving you the information that you need to uncover the magic that lies within you. Shift the energy, shift the blocks, purge any of those overlaid thought forms that have been controlling your mind. And keeping you in survival mode, in a state of contraction, panic, stress. Allow the drum, the rhythm of her drum, to penetrate that false shield. Melt it away. So the new can grow. I invite you to journal. What came through for you in this meditation? Take time to feel your feelings. Feel your body. Feel what's coming up. If it's tears, allow those tears to flow. If it's anger, take out your boxing gloves and start punching a bag or the wall. Scream at the top of your lungs. Use your breath. Namo koiti wakaisi, nikiti takai nikitiwa. Namo koiti wahakai nikitita. These sounds and words, namo koiti wahakaisi, are helping you to ground right now into your body, into this earth. Namo koiti wahakaisi, nikiti takai ni nakaitiwa. Namo koiti wahakaisi, nikiti takai ni namoko. Namo koiti wahaka, you are a jewel. Nakaini kiti takai ni namoko. Namo koiti wahakaini kiti taka. Naiti wahakaisi, namo koiti wahakaini. Nakaiti takaini kiti wahaka. Nakaisiti wahakaini, namo koitiwa. Naiti wahakaisi ti nakaitiwa. Nakaini kiti takaini kiti wahakaisi. There's an exchange of energy right now occurring. Floods of love and beauty and softness and light. And more that I can't quite put into words right now are flowing through to you. Namo koiti wahakaisi nikiti takaiti. There are specific messages right now for you coming through. Namo koiti wahakaiti nikiti takaisi wa. Aini mo koiti wahaka. Nakaisi ti wahakaini kiti. Nākaini namo koe ti wahaka. Nākaisi ti wahaka. Ini ki ti waha. Nākai ti wahaka. Ini ki ti wahaka. I'm excited to announce that I am hosting a free live group webinar on December 8th for a celebration of the upleveling of my online course, The Sacred Blueprint. It's going through a growth spurt, and I'm excited to share some news about how you can be a part of the Sacred Blueprint, as well as share tastes of course content, as well as guide you through an experiential journey to the heart of the land. You'll get a taste of my signature system and get to share the space with kindred souls and meet other architects, land stewards, visionary leaders who are hearing the call from Mother Gaia, hearing her drum to build the sanctuaries of our future. I'm delighted to be inviting you right now to join. It is a 2-hour session that will begin at 5 p.m. Istanbul time, and that is 9 a.m. New York time. So make sure you join live. When you do join live, I will be sharing some special bonus gifts. And there'll be a bonus Q&A session at the end, which won't be available in the recording. So make sure you join. My assistant will add the link to register. I look forward to seeing you there. All right. Thank you today for this beautiful session. We're co-creating it together right now as we speak. All right. See you next time. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It's my intention to inspire more women architects and designers to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers, to lead a prospering design practice aligned with spirit and their divine calling, while making a powerful impact on Earth. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with women who you know are feeling the nudges to take the big leap and bridge spirit with design. You can find out more about me and the New Earth Architectress movement by visiting aisharosemelodyhassan.com. Until next time, gule gule.